Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amin Army and Rasi Shehichyu. And the schus Yidid Nafshi, Daniel Kratka Shlita, Bechol Anu V'meilav. And we're going to be discussing the Gedr V'sisa Sardela Baila V'dina Meres Mutter, based on the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu, Agon Agoda Rosh Yeshiva B'chaim Shmulev Zetzal. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Ne'aman Lo Yisrael. If a man says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, that he finds that the woman whom he married has an opening, that she wasn't a besula, so he's Naaman to answer her to him. The Gemara says, Vayter, Vibay Sam, it's talking about an Ashes Israel. Go in the cover of being Kadushan, Bechus Mibas Shel. She's only one suffix because we're talking about a Ashes Israel. She's the wife of an Israelite, and her father was Makabel Kadushan on her before the age of three. Rashi says that there's only one suffix. It's not a Sfeik Sfeika. It's only one suffix. What's the suffix? Suffix Enes, suffix Rotzen. There's a suffix, did she do it willingly? There's a suffix, would she not do it willingly? It was not suffix tachtav, reino tachtav, because she was already married to him before three, so she's not a besula now. It's clear that it happened after the age of three. This meisen, he was already married to her before three, so we know that it's tachtav. The only shaila is it ones or is it ratzon? If it's ratzon, she's aser, and if it's ones, then she's mutter. So that's the suffix, and he's naman lo osralav. He's Naaman to answer her to him. Frek Tosis and Dibra Maschil V'i, why are we mamet her b'cheskes heter l'baila? She has a cheskes heter l'baila, so why don't we say she's ones because of her cheskes heter l'baila? She is a chazaka that she's mutter to him. So Tosis answers that ones has a kol. Ones kol isle v'hashel leka kol havele ratzim ruba v'ones mutiv ruba chazaka ruba adif. So the ones has a kol. And now there's no call. There's no call. We didn't hear about an onus. So since we didn't hear about the onus, then we should hear about the onus. So therefore it's rov, chances are, odds are, that it was baratzon, since we didn't hear about the onus. And the ratzon, therefore, is the rov, the onus is the mute. And ruv chazak, enachanam, we have a cheskes heter l'baila. We also have a rov that it was baratzon. So ruv adif, the rov of ratzon, is adif from the chazak of mutter l'baila. Later on, in Dafnan Aleph on the base, Amar Avua de Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael Shenansa Sur Lebaila, and Eishes Yisrael that was raped is Asur to her husband. Why Chashin and Shemet Chilasa Bainus Besoif Birotzen? Or Chashish that maybe the beginning was done Bainus, and in the end it was done Birotzen. Frekta Pnei Yoshua, and therefore since in the end it was done Birotzen, so Mimela she's Asur Lebaila, Sur Lebaila. Frekta Pnei Yoshua, from what it says, Chayshinan, it's mashma, deina rela suffik. It's a suffik if seifa baratzon, or maybe suffik seifa ba'inus. Maybe in the end, she didn't want it in the end. At the beginning, it was ainus. In the end, what was happening? So the Gemara says, rechayshish, that maybe it was seifa baratzon. But in a chinami, maybe it was also seifa ba'inus. Could be this way, could be that way. Vim kein, frekta pnei Yoshua, my time alone, I'm idan l'cheskes heter, why don't we mamid her on l'cheskes heter? Since in the end, anyway, it was suffic, whether she was b'nei sibarats and infer, and that's like Tosis, our Tosis asked, b'omer pesach mitzuach matzasi. Pesach mitzasi says, why don't we mamid her b'cheskes heter l'baila? And the teretz of Tosis, of that it's Ruba Baratzen, isn't shaykh over there. The chazina, the nansel, the chashinu, the linus, ratzda b'soif. So there we see that she was an anesis. Tosis says, we would have known if there was an onus. So therefore you can't assume there was an onus because we should have known. But here we know there was takanonis. So why don't we ma'amir b'cheskes heter l'baila and not be choshish to shem nisratz t'basoif? So there's a Shev Shmaitz about this, which hopefully we'll talk about in a future shir. And now we're going to go on the following derech. The Tshuvas HaMa'arik in Sherech Kuf Samach Zayin, and in some Tfusim it's in Sherech Kuf Samach Hei, he writes that an Isha Shin Zinsa Tachas Baila B'Rotzayin V'Hilo Yodah Sheish Isra B'Davar, a woman who was Mizane under her husband B'Rotzayin, and she was not aware of the fact that there's an Isra, the famous Ma'arik, she didn't know it was Aser. She was Mizana without knowing it was Aser. Even though she is Shogeges B'Iser, even though she didn't know it was Aser, in other words, she willingly slept with another man. She was just ignorant of the fact that there was a halacha that's against it. You can see this happening today. Today we live in a very free society. So the couple agreed that they're going to have what they call today an open marriage. Not an open marriage that they share their feelings with each other openly. or they share what's going on with them openly, but rather open, Rahman al-Itslan, that they allow each other to be mizane. So this woman's husband let her be mizane. She thought it was mutter. He lo yada she shisir b'davar. But she knew she was doing the ma'isa. She didn't know it was aser. So even though she shogeges b'isir, ain't la din shogeges, she doesn't have a din shogeg, la tira l'bayla. Why? Because she intended to be moil boy mal. She intended to act in a do me'ila against her husband, misappropriation her, or to be unfaithful. She intended to be unfaithful to her husband. So it doesn't say Taloksivu Mala Mal Bashem. The meal isn't against Hashem. Elu mala boimal, that she was unfaithful to her husband. So memela, that's the famous sheet of the Ma'arik, that if a woman thinks that it's mutter to cheat on her husband, it's mutter. And she does it on purpose, but she thinks that it's mutter al pi din. She's just ignorant of halacha. So the din is, you can't say she's shogeg and she was shogeg, she'd be mutter her husband. No, she's asked her husband because she was intending limo boimal. She was intending to be unfaithful to him. And this is cited in the Ramah and Evan Ezra in Simit Kufa in Ches, Siv Gimel Ayin Sham B'Marik, Shehevi Raya, Mashikas Ruat Taisis B'Sugin. He brings a Raya from Unzer Taisis. Yimah Asluvi, Minshin is Kacha Pchutz and Mibat Shalosh, Dekat Yech Bat Sveik Sveika. So if a girl was miskadeshes, under the age of 3, says Tosis, there's still a Sveik Sveika. What's the Sveik Sveika? The Kati Yishba Sveik Sveika. Safik Ba'ina, Safik Ba'ratzen. We don't have Safik Tachtav, Reino Tachtav. We know it was Tachtav. But we have a Safik. Maybe it was Ba'ina, maybe it was Ba'ratzen. And even, Frek Tosis, even if it's Ba'ratzen, maybe she was a Ketana when she was Mizane. And if she was a Ketana, then she's not Asur to her husband. Because Ketana doesn't know what she's doing. So therefore, it's really a Sveik Sveika, so she should be Muteris. So, and for Tosfos, no. Shame Onis Chadhu. It's all, Shame Onis is once. You can't make a Sveik Sveika Shem Iktana, because that's the same as the Sufik Onis. Memela, it's only one Sufik, Sufik Onis, Sufik Baratzen. And Memela, she's Asura. And you can't come onto a Sveik Sveika and say she's Muteris. So says, the Ma'arik, v'im isa, the omeris mutter en neseris, akati ispa sveik sveik. If you say omeris mutter is not aser, so then you still have sveik sveika. Safik bonu, safik baratzen, maybe it was honest, maybe it was ratzen, turn baratzen. Safik shemei roif katnusa, lo yada sheish yisr b'davar. Maybe she thought it was muteris. And you can't say, and therefore she was shogeg. You can't say shogeg and onis is one name. And therefore it's shame onis chadhu. The pshita to lo chadhu is not one shame. Because Aynes is different than Shogeg. Aynes is potter even from a carbon. And a Shogeg, she's chayev is b'carbon. So Memela, the Ma'arik proves from here that there's not a tzad to say that b'Shogeg she is, that if she slept, she cheated on her husband b'Shogeg, she knew what she was doing, but she thought it was mutter, that she's muteris to her husband, because then in this case of the Pesach Pasuch, she'd be muteris al tzveik sveika. Because maybe she was an ones, and even on the side that she wasn't an ones, maybe she was shogeges. And you can't say shogeg is the same as ones, because it's not. Ones without a carbon, shogeg is chayva, chayva is a carbon. So memela, it must be that shogeg isn't a tzad to be matir. And therefore, Meris Mutter isn't Mutter to her husband when she cheats on her husband. So, in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, in Evan Ezra of Yitzchak Chanan Spector, in Evan Ezra Simon Ein's Anaf Vav, he has long Tshuvas from Yitzchak Chanan Spector. So he writes, "She'afim omeris mutter asur lebayla akachdi mishkachas la shegeges to mutteris lebayla b'chayavis b'karbon." That even If Omeris Mutter is Asur Labayla, like the Ma'arik asserts, still we have a Shageges that's Muteris Labayla and Chayves Bekarban, Kegain, that she thought it was her husband. What's she thought it was her husband? We have a case in the famous Mishnah, Yevamos 33b, that you have two girls, and B'shas K'nisas and L'chuppah, so they mixed up their husbands. They ended up, you had a double marriage, two people getting married, and they went to bed with their husbands, and they ended up with the wrong guy, Rachmana Litzlan. So it says in Yevamos that they're mutter to their husbands, and they're their chayavos b'karbon. They were shaygeg, because they thought it was their husband, and they're obligated in a carbon, and then they can go back and be with their real husband. So Ibazoi, we still have a kash of the Ma'arik. There's a suffix, maybe she was shogeges. So why shouldn't she be muteris lebailat fakes feka? Because anusa and shogeges aren't one shame. There's an afgamin and yinchi of carbon. So we have a case here of shogeg, where she thought it was her husband, and it really wasn't. So therefore, why don't we say, it's a sveika, when he finds Pesach Pasuch. Safek Ines, and the tzara wasn't an Ines, maybe it was a shegek. Shahisa Svura Shehu Baila. She thought it wasn't her husband, but she thought it was. So in such a case, she is Muteris Labaila. So the Ma'arik wants to say, Loi. You see that Omeris Mutter is a Surah Labaila. But here you have in a case of, so that's Reina Chanam, it's one Shogeg case, she's a Surah Labaila. But here you have a case where she's Muteris Labaila, where she had the wrong guy, she thought it was her husband. Or another Mishkachas, another Tziur, you would have is a woman in Yevamos 87b. Two people said your husband died, she marries another guy, and then her husband comes home. So she's Muteris, she's Shogeges, and she's Chavis Bekarvan. So why don't we say that you have a Sveik Sveika in our case of Miskacha Pchutsa Megimel Shanim, she got married under three. As Omer Moreno V'Rabbeinu Me'or Einenu Hagoyin Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha Kacha. That really, when there's a nafkamina between the sveikas, it doesn't make it. In other words, the nafkamina here between the sveikas of Aynas and Shogeg is by Aynas is a chi of nochi of carbon, by Shogeg there's a chi of carbon. That doesn't make it shnei shemus. If it's shnei shemus, that means you have a sveik sveika. But it's not two different shemus. And therefore, suffix shogeges is not going to make it a sveik sveika. Rather, we say that anusa and shogeges is one shame Aynas. And only meris mutter. The Ma'arik writes that if she would be muteris lebaila, it would be shnei shemus. Only le'inyan if she, omeris mutter, if she thought that she's allowed to cheat. So then we would say it's shnei shemus. But a regular case of shogeg, we don't say it's shnei shemus. And the question is why? And that is our job to now explain. Nira lomar kacha. Shenidon ha-Ma'arik, I omeris mutter, Sharia Labal, who nidon b'shorash din isur soita Labal, haim etzem maisa has no sua oiser? Ela di alfinan mi vihi loy nisposa, ha nisposa muteres? De maisa znus shel anusa vishageges, einoi oiser, migzeres ha kosuf? So the issue, the discussion of the Ma'arik, if oimeres mutter, if when a woman says she thinks it's permitted to be unfaithful to her husband, is permitted to her husband, is a discussion of the root of the law of the isser of a saita of an unfaithful wife to her husband. Is the etzem maise hasnus what asers? In other words, what asers is saita labal? Is it the fact that she did a maise nus? We just learn that in a case where she was raped, then there's no Isser Megzeres HaKosuf. Right, we learn Ones, and we also learn Shogeges from this Pasuk, like Rashi writes in Sota 28a, Vilo Nispasa Nispasa Muteres Vuhu Adin L'Shogeges, and so writes the Rambam Ishus 24:19. So, and if so, if Omeris Mutter is permitted, because there's a din show, and if so, even Omeris Mutter is permitted, because there's a din shogeg. Now, that's one side of the chakira. One side of the chakira is that the etzem maisiz nus is what answers. We just have exeris hakosuv that absolves her if that makes her not usher, if there was a shogeg or an onus. Or does the pasuk of Hilonit Pasa reveal to us that the iser is not because of the maisa haznus mitzad atzma, but rather the ikar iser is because of the me'ila, because of the unfaithfulness that the woman displayed towards her husband? Because it says umal abomal, and the heter of anusa and shogeges is because there is no umal abomal. And therefore, dafka a shogeges is muteris, because she didn't know. That it's not her husband. If she thought it was her husband, she is shogeges. She didn't know it's not her husband. So there's no umalo boma. She's not being unfaithful to her husband over here, because in her mind she didn't even know it was her husband. That it wasn't her husband. Mashenkein be'omeres mutter, in the case of where she said it was mutter, she knew it wasn't her husband, but she thought it was permitted. Even though she is shogeges in the iser, nevertheless, she was miskaving, she intended to be unfaithful to her husband. And this is called umala bamao. This is called that the woman is being unfaithful to her husband. So again, what is the chakira? One side of the chakira is that the etzem maisiz nus asers, just if she's shogeges, she's off the hook. And if that would be the case, then even Omeris Mutter would be off the hook, because Omeris Mutter is shogeges, she thinks it's permitted. Or no. Vivihilon its pasa teaches us that it's not the maisiz nus. Vivihilon its pasa means she wasn't grabbed, she wasn't forced. So if she wasn't forced, then she's a sura. So it's not the maisiz nus mitzar atzma that answers her, but rather the fact that she was willing. She was a willing partner. That's what answers her. So if the fact that she was a willing partner answers her, that means that Omeris Mutter is going to be Asura. Because Omeris Mutter is a willing partner, and that's what answers her. If she thought it was her husband and it wasn't, so then she's a Shogeges. There's no Omala Boma. But if she's Omeris Mutter, then she's going to be Asura Labaila. Why is she going to be Asura Labaila? Because she was Malaboma. Because the Isser isn't the Maisiz Nus. The Isser is the fact that she, in her mind, was unfaithful to her husband. So what answers the woman? The Maisiz Nus Mitzar Atzmo, and therefore any shogeg means she's absolved? She's permitted to her husband or no? What answers a woman is the fact that in her narrative, in her mind, she was being unfaithful to her husband. That's what answers her. And if that would be the case, then Omeris Mutter would also be Aser. Because she said it's Mutter, but she knew she wasn't being faithful to her husband. You don't have to be a halachitz for that. She just knows that she was cheating on her husband. So it would seem, so that's one nafkamina. And there's another nafkamina, betam etera danusa. De'imi sura machmas maisas nos mitzad atzmai. If the iser is because of the maisis nos mitzar atzmo, im ken yesh loimar de anusa sharia gam mishum din oynes rachmana patra shebuchol haTorah kula hanilmad mina loisas adavra bonus commanda lo avit. Another nafkamina is going to be in the reason of a heter of an anusa. That if the iser is because of the maisiz nos mitzar atzma, the first side of the chakira, if so, we can say that anusa is permitted because of the din ones of kol haTorah kula that's learned from Lanara los asa davar bonus commanda lo avid. It's like she wasn't mizan at all, And the pasuk of Vehilo Nispasa is required to be Matir Shogeges, that she doesn't have a din of Lenara Lasasit Dover. It's considered her Maisa, but she's Muteres because of the Xeris Hakasov of Vehilo Nitpasa, like Rashi and the Rambam say. So again, we had two sides of the Chakira. What is the reason that a woman is a Surah Labaila? So one side is mitzad the ma'is is nus mitzad atzmo, and the other side is because of umal abomal. So if it's mitzad the ma'is is nus mitzad atzmo, so then if she's anusa, so then you don't have to come on to the vihilo nitpasa because already lenar lo sasa dover. You don't do anything to her because it isn't even her ma'is. It's only command loy of it. As if she didn't do it in mela, hilo nitpasa is going to teach us about shogeges. That's required to be Matir Shogeges, like Rashi says, and the Rambam says. That even a Shogeges is going to be permitted, because that's included in the Heter of she. In other words, it means since she was Shogeges, she wasn't willing, and therefore she's permitted Al Tfilo Nitpasa. Ma Shein Kain, Im Nomar, What was the other side? The other side is what Asur says, Umala Bomal. And the Mais is Nus, but Hechitimtsi is just a means to get to the Mala Bomal, her being unfaithful. So we can say that you can't be Matur the Anusa because Ulanara lo sasa dover, no one's commanded lo of it. Because even if we say it's as if she didn't do this Nus, sof, there was a Mitzius of a Mais is Nus, come over Nivala la Pasula. Like a woman who is nivelis lepasula, she's nivelis lekahuna, she's nivelis even bainus. Ela de mehai taima gufa muteres. But for that very reason, you can't say she didn't do it, because so there was a metzius of a maises nus. On the other hand, this maises nus was bainus. So there's no mala b'ma. And according to this tzad, the heter of shogeges and anusa is the same. They're both permitted, because they're not included in Umala Bomal. So what's going to be the heter of Anusa? Is the heter of Anusa going to be because the general heter of the Torah Lenara Lasasa Dabra, general heter of Onus Kamanda Loavid? Or no? Do we say that the Isser is Alt Umala Bomal, and when she's Anusa, there's no Me'ila in her husband? If you say that the Isser is the Etzemais Aznus, so then, if she didn't do the Maisis Nus, because she's under Sun Mimela, the Vilan Pasa is to be Matir Shogeges. So therefore, they're two different things. But if you say that then they're two different things. And much Enkan, if you say that Umala Bomal answers her, and the Maisis Nus is a Hechetimtsi for the Umala Bomal, then we can say that you can't be matir al tulanas al naro lo sasa davar, because you even if you say it's as if she didn't do this nus, say that, but so if there was a mitzius of nus here, you can't avoid that. But since there's a heter of umala b'mal, so here there was no meila. If it's because of the mitzius nus, onus isn't considered a ma'isa. But if it's because of umal or bomal, so, it's not because of any, even if you say, it's as if there was no ma'isa, but so, there was mitzius of znus. You don't need a real ma'isa. All you need is a mitzius of znus. But for that reason, she's going to be muteres, because you have umal or bomal, because you have because there was no me'ila. She wasn't unfaithful to her husband. And if you say like that, sad, then onus and shogay are going to be the same heter. There's no mala boma. Machen can, if you say like the first tzad, then they'd be two different things. Onus is going to be mutter alts ulanar lasasid dover, and shogeg is going to be muteret alts vihilonis pasa. And the first thing we said was, just to review, that the nidon of the ma'ariki for meres mutter is shari labal, is a nidon b'sharish isu soite labal. Is the etzemais is nusasering? If the etzemais is nusasers, So then, if it's shogeg, there's no doesn't ask him gzeiras hakasuv because vihilonet pasam is matir shogeg also. So therefore, ameris mutter is going to be mutter because din shogeg. Or no, vihilonet pasam is megala that there has to be a that the ikar is that there's a meila here. And memela, the heter of anus and shogeges are both going to be because there was no amala bo maal. And memela, if she thought it was permitted, meaning she intended to cheat on her husband, she just thought it was permitted, she's still going to be asura because there was meila. Vinimtzela fiha as it emerges according to what we said that according to the tzad that omeris that om. According to the tzad, that omeris mutter is muteris labayla, and the iser sota labal is mitzar maisa nus atzmo. According to the side, that a woman who says that it's permitted is permitted to her husband, and that would be the tzad that the iser sota to her husband is because of the maisa nus itself. Then the heter of anusa and shogeges are going to be two separate shemos. Anusa is permitted because as if she wasn't mezaneh at all, and ones is command the law as if she didn't do it, and shogeges and omeris mutter she was mezaneh but she's permitted because the gzeiras hakasuv vehilonet pasa that we require a mezid in order to ask her to her husband and mishkaga she's muteris, and therefore the ma'arik ad gut gefrek, the ma'arik asked a good question. It's a sveik sveika, they're two shemus. Because they're two matirim. What are the two matirim? Well, one matir is, it's not her maisa. It's not her maisa. Because she's anusa. And since she's anusa, so then we come on to the din azonos rachmana patri v'cholik shel kol ha'tara kula. L'v'lanara lo sa'asa davar. And why is she going to be mutter shogeg when she's shogeges? Why is she going to be muteres? I'll tell you why. Because v'hi lo nitpasa ha'nitpasa muteres. It's only when she was willing. When she was shogeges, she wasn't willingly doing an aveira. She didn't know she was doing an Aveira. So we have Xeris HaKasuv that she's permitted. So these are two Shemas. If it's because of the Maisa's Nus, so there's no Maisa if it's Ba'onis. If it's B'Shogeg, there is a Maisa, but she thought it was permitted. So these are two Shemas. And since these are two Shemos, Marit asked a good question. It's a Sveik Sveika. These are two Shemas because they're two Matirim. Maybe she was Anusa or maybe she was Shogeges. And that the Ma'arit says that it's not considered one shame. Why does he say it's not considered one shame? Because by Ones, she's Ptur mi karban and Shogeges, Chayevis b'karban. So we can say that this is exactly what he means. That Shogeges, there's no din of Ones command the law of it, as if she didn't do it, because she's obligated in the karban. And it's just a heter b'sisot to Labal. Mashen kein Anusa, who is Ptur mi karban, because of the din Ones of Kol ha'tara kula. So it's a shame acher. Shogeges has no din of onus command the law of it, kishchayevis b'karban. So this is just a special heter and is sota labal, because it's vihilonet pasa onet pasa muteris. And if she's ones, then that's the din of onus called Torah kula, and she's muteris labayla. Ulenara lo sa'asa davar. So this is a sveik sveika. That was the question of the Ma'arik. And the Ma'arik answers, proves from this that Omeris Mutter must be Asura. In other words, the Maisa Mitzar Atzmo isn't what answers, it's the Mala Bo Mal that answers. And if so, that she's Anusa's Muteres is not because of the Din of Ulanara Lo Sa'asa Davar, but rather because she wasn't unfaithful to her husband. There was no Me'ila, Be'isha, in her husband. And it's mamish the same heter as shoigeges when she thought that it was her husband. She just had the wrong guy. If she had the wrong guy, she's not being unfaithful to her husband in her mind. She thinks it's her husband. If she's on anusa, she's not being unfaithful to her husband, being forced, being raped. So it emerges that even though we still can have a case of shogeges that's muteres, in a case of huchlefu or heidu edim that shnaim shev meis baila, so we have tziurim of oines where she would be permitted to her husband, like if her, she had the wrong guy or edim were made that her husband died. Nevertheless, there's no sveik sveika. Because the truth of the matter is that the heter of ones and shogeges is one shame. And they are just different ways, different forms of hanitpesa muteres. Uvishnei sveikus mishem echa, there's no din sveik sveika. So in other words, what the Maharik wants to say is that the iser of an isha labayla is because of umah lo boma, is because she's acting unfaithfully to her husband. That's the iser. And as we explained before, if that's the iser, then anything that's not in that category, she's going to be muteres. It's all one category. Sai shogeg and sai oines. In other words, by oines, if there's no umah lo boma, so she's muteres because there's no umah lo boma. By she thought it was her husband, she had the wrong guy. There's also no mala boma. See, right, one is onus, one is shoge. But it doesn't matter, because it's the same shame. It's all coming from the same place that there's no mala boma. And we see that from the fact that if she would have thought it was permitted, if she would say Omeris Mutter, the Marik proves that Omeris Mutter is Asik. Because if Omeris Mutter was Mutter, then she would have a Sveik Sveik. Because then it would be a different shame. How would it be a different shame? Because if there was an Ones, why would she be permitted? She'd be permitted because the etz and maisis nusasis. And then if she was omeris mutter, why would she be permitted? She'd be permitted because you have the heter of hilo nispasa. Oines, she'd be permitted because it's not b'chal her maisa. It's not a maisis nus, she's anusa. And if she's omeris mutter, she's permitted because it's not v'hilo nispasa. It's not, she wasn't doing willingly. She didn't know she was doing an iser. So these would be two separate shamus. And if there's two separate shamus, you have a sveik sveika. But Tosa says there is no sveik sveika. So it must be that those aren't two separate shamus. It must be that it's one shame. And what's that shame? That shame is that there's no me'ila. That's why you're matir. You're matir because there's no me'ila. And that's why it's not as fake sveik. It's not as fake sveik because in the case of ones, there's no me'ila. And in the case of she thought it was her husband, she had the wrong guy, there's also no me'ila. And so you're right, one is ones, one is shogi, but it doesn't matter. They're both, there's no me'ila. And therefore it's only one suffix. And what about the case of, where she was omeris mutter? There she's taka usher to her husband because there was me'ila. So you see from that, you see from the fact that there's no sveik sveika, it must be that the whole heter of isha labayla is because there's no me'ila. As long as there's no me'ila, she's muteris labayla. And if that's the case, there's no sveik sveika. You're right, there's tziurim of shogeg where there's no me'ila. But it's still in the same category as ones because she's mutter in both cases because there's no me'ila. If the heter was because there was that the mice is nusasers, and yet we learn a heter of hilo nitpasa, that hanutpasa muteres, that if she's not doing a willing iser, then she's mutaris, then it would be shnei shemis. Because if the etzem maisa is nus v'rasu, then by onus there's no maisa is nus. It's not her, so as if she didn't do a maisa. And by when she thought it was her husband, or when she was omeris mutter, so she didn't realize she was doing an issur, so these are two shemis. So why don't you have a sfeik sfeika? So for the fact that Tosa says you don't have a sfeik sfeika, it must that what's matir is the fact that there was no mi'ila, and it's only one shame. So even in the case ones there's no mi'ila, she's muteris, and also in the shogay cases where she thought it was her husband but it wasn't, there was no mi'ila. That's what's matir. But what about the case where she was omeris mutter? There she's taka aser, and that's what shows you for the fact that there's no case of omeris mutter that she's permitted. That taka shows you that that we're dealing here with one shame. That there's no mi'ila. And when she was omeris mutter, there is mi'ila. Ah, so it must be that that's the whole word over here, that there's no mi'ila, so it's one shame, so it's not a sfeik sfeika. And if taka omeris mutter would be permitted, then you would say, ah, so you see that they're two shamus. Because it's the maises nus that answers. And but onus, there's no maises nus. And omeris mutter, there's no vehilon. So that's the proof of the Maharik. The hadvarim meirim kasapirim, Baruch Hashem. So here, the only matir is the umal o bomal. As long as there's no meila, she's mutaris. That's all one category. Is there a mal or bomal or not? And therefore, in the case of oines, there's no mal or bomal. And in the case of shoigeg, where she got the wrong guy, there's no mal or bomal. And in the case where she was omeris mutter, there is a mal or bomal. But that's the question here. And therefore, it's only one suffix. And the suffix is there a mal or bomal, or is there not a mal or bomal? And Mela, I'm one suffix, you're not matir. Okay, and there's a hemshech to this, Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned. Ve'advarim he'iru bo'or yekarot, Baruch Hashem. Ve'ezrat Hashem, anachnu mekavim lahachiv b'shiur haba. Toda rabba rabba she'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.